All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our Whoopa for Tuesday, April 30th?
I think so, last day of April, pretty much.
Yeah. Man, how's it going?
Yeah, I think it was a successful April.
Yeah?
Yeah. As I look back on our last episode, the deep dive of King Kong, I think that may have been one of our best episodes.
I think so. It might have been. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. If you recall it, I don't know if you recall it very well.
Oh, no. I had so much beer during
that.
Yeah, this is a little bit mellow. I'm drinking some Arak, some Mendis Special Ceylon Arak.
This is apparently whiskey from Sri Lanka. So
processed coconut Arak.
Oh, wow. So that's what they use. Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just got to be good for you.
I'm going to kick you in your ass. I'm good.
You have that experience from when you were over there, right?
Oh, yes. Multiple times. So, what are you drinking? You're drinking...
I'm having a little Arak just to taste it, but then I'm going to have some soju. So... still on that kick. So tell me stories about Sri Lanka. What were you were there for a project?
I was there in 2010, summer of 2010.
Other people there with you?
No, just me.
Just you?
Just me.
All right, so you were dealing with some sort of a learning facility there in Sri Lanka.
I was. I was, I was there on a Fulbright specialist project for 6 weeks, and I was working for a farm that had had attached education facility and was trying to do a lot of creative instruction for local farmers on sustainable practices and those kinds of things. So
farmers like that grow crops, not ones that grow animals.
No.
Okay.
Are those called farmers?
My friend in Bedford says she has a farm. She raises animals.
Ranchers.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, this isn't a farm. It's a ranch. You raise animals. She's like, it's still a farm. And I'm like, all right.
She just doesn't want to be called a husband.
Yes, exactly.
Animal husbandry.
Exactly. Well, I made the mistake of saying it to my wife, who's very persnickety, and she insisted that it could still be a farm. And, of course, she immediately went to Google and was...
Well, they
I'm
call
sure,
them farm animals.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she was vindicated. I stopped listening at that point, so I'm not real sure. But
all you heard was womp womp.
Yeah, womp 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 womp. Whatever you say, hon.
No, they were crop animal crop farmers.
I see.
And
what is considered sustainable in regarding
less fewer pesticides, fewer.
Smaller fields, maybe less monocropping.
Yeah, so there was a lot of interlacing of crops in between each other and those kinds of things.
That makes sense, I guess.
So he wanted to create a farm. He wanted to create a community center where people could come, farmers could come and learn about these sustainable practices, and you know, just use technology and computers and all that stuff. So
very nice.
Yeah. So I went over there. He was building the building when I went over there. And I purchased all the technology for him. I kitted it out. I did all the networking, all that stuff.
Okay. You were the tech guy. You were the tech bro.
I was the tech bro.
Yeah. All right, tech bro.
Early Bitcoin. No. I wish.
We called it Farmcoin.
Yeah, I wish that I could have early Bitcoin.
We all do, but it was such a ridiculous idea. Why would anybody buy a Tamagotchi coin?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
You remember the guy who apparently paid like 20 Bitcoin for a pizza?
He's eating it now, man.
Well, he would have just blown him at some point. Anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You never can tell with that sort of thing.
It's all made up.
All things are made up. That's what I hear, anyway.
Well, it all depends on who's doing the making.
That's right.
So, what are you up to? You went to a movie today, which was surprising.
Yeah. Well, I went to it over the weekend, actually, but...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
I love this.
I'm so drunk.
I love the time warpiness of these episodes. It's fantastic.
I'm so drunk.
Yeah, my son wanted to go... he's a big K-pop fan, and one of the bands that we actually went to their concert, aespa, four very lovely young women...
That's ESPA?
AESPA.
AESPA.
I have no idea what it's supposed to stand
for. Where's the silent X?
It's right before it.
Okay.
That's why you didn't hear me say it.
Okay.
Yeah. But We went and saw them. They were a lot of fun. As I have said, I've been to see three K-pop bands, two female bands and one male band, and I specifically enjoy the female bands more. Watching attractive young women dance is far more fun for me than watching attractive young men dance. I don't know what that says about me. Probably that I'm heterosexual.
Probably, yes. You've chosen.
Yeah.
You've chosen a side.
Yeah. But, I mean, we don't get close-up seats, so we're way back in the back, so there's no ogling going on. I'm just enjoying
Well, I know.
Yeah.
You bring the binoculars.
You see my eyesight. Even that's not going to help. Yeah. So, but they did a...
Ooga.
Oh, hey, you, six rows down, can you pass me my binoculars back? When my eyes bugged out on the ooga,
my tongue rolled out.
my binoculars shot out of my face like a cannon. They did. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Well, that was what was going on under the seats. but they put out a concert movie, so he bought tickets like a month ago, and he's been
wanting to go see the concert.
To go see the concert movie.
All right.
I think it's one of those Fathom events, so it's only playing like one day.
I see.
So.
And how was it?
It was good. It had the same thing that I find in their concerts, is that they don't know when to end it. You know, it goes on and on and on. You know, one more song.
Give the people a show.
One more. Oh, you know, if you're a fan like that, yeah, it's probably great. But
how long was the concert? That's the thing.
The movie or the concert?
Both.
Well,
whatever.
The male concert had to have been close to 3 hours. I mean, it went on and on because they would sing a couple songs.
Take a little break.
They would take a break to wipe off the sweat and change outfits, and they'd have a movie go on, and then they would come back. And then they would have a meet and greet with the audience where all six of them would have to have a moment with the audience, right?
All right, I'm going to pull this band up just for research purposes.
Of course. Which one? The female band or the male band, which is the one I'm talking about now?
Oh, I thought I'm looking at Aespa.
No, well, feel free to look at Aespa all you want.
What was the male band?
TXT was the male band. TXT. Tomorrow by Together. So the X was by in their title. But, their concert went on and on, and
these girls could use some sun.
No, they couldn't. That's terrible for your skin.
I don't...
South Koreans take very good care of their skin. My wife always comments on it, and as you know, she does nothing but watch K-dramas all the time.
Of course.
And it's frequently displayed in the K-dramas, them taking care of their skin, so...
They're beautiful young girls, but... They are. I mean, they're...
A little too pale for your liking?
Well, what do I got to talk to them about?
Exactly. Well, that's it. I'm not even sure that they...
Who am I going to talk to?
I'm not sure. I think one of them may...
They're about 14.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm sure they're in their 20s, but that's still... Yeah, at our age, that's like they're 14. Like, what's the difference, really?
Yeah. You know? What am I going to talk to?
It's the difference between me calculating whether I could be their father or their grandfather. Mm. That's usually what goes on in my head. What's the math on this again? Am I two generations removed or what?
I know I'm not old. I'm too old to be your uncle.
That's right.
Yes. Older brother?
No. That's right out.
Yeah.
That's right out.
Maybe I should put on a video.
To watch them dance and sing? Yeah.
But even that, I mean, again, I don't get the whole, I don't get into the K-drama or the K-pop kind of thing. I don't get... It's a whole cultural thing.
So Chicken Nugget has not changed you into a K-pop fan, a K-drama fan, huh?
No.
As fun as it was?
Yeah, it's not a drama. It's a K-drama.
It's a K-comedy, yeah.
It's a cromedy.
I don't even think there was much drama from the way you describe it.
No.
But they do mix that in. This is dangerously close to getting into a what are we watching, but... we're watching one now that has a lot of comedic elements, but there's some serious aspects to it too, and there's some dark undercurrent of a memory that they haven't revealed yet. So, you know,
yeah, they were on Squid Game.
That's probably what happened. Poor sons of bitches.
Well, if they survived, they're not poor anymore.
No, they couldn't have both survived. It's just it's not how the game works.
That's
definitely
true. So what is the name of the men band, the boy band?
TXT.
TXT.
Or I think you could type in Tomorrow By Together.
No. It's just Tomorrow Together.
Tomorrow X Together.
Yeah.
We'll say it my way this way.
No, that's how it's listed.
Well, that once again,
together.
There's clearly a hypocrisy here because I think it is commonly referred to as TXT.
Well, that's Korean. You know, that's not
the
Japanese.
Koreans, they have their own rules.
Yeah.
It's like they have a different word for everything. So, yeah. Hard to understand it.
So, how long do K-pop bands last in terms of their shelf life? Because they just crank them out, right? Like, isn't it an industry kind of
thing? Yeah, it is. But some have staying power. aespa's been around a while. Blackpink, Xander's favorite, has been around for, I think, a good decade. I'm not sure if it's quite that long. But they're... and BTS, which is probably the most well-known... And that's a male band.
Right.
They've been around a long time. Currently, the most popular male K-pop band is Stray Kids.
Mm.
So, and
you
I
know
think,
way more about this than
I really want to. But you know,
you got to do what you got to
well,
do.
Well, once again, they my wife is not the only one that loves the Korean dramas, and they're taking a bunch of market share from local studios who are churning out garbage. So,
aespa debuted on November 17th, 2020.
Okay, so they've only been around for three or four years then.
With a single, Black Mamba.
Black Mamba, yep.
Is this a song you recognize?
Well, they played it in the movie, but I don't know that I would have picked it out. I was watching the credits. I saw that pop that fly by.
TXT is active from 2019.
There you go. Look up like Blackpink. See how long Blackpink's been around.
Blackpink.
They're one of the more better known, more popular.
Active from 2016.
Okay. So, yeah. So, they've been down around almost a decade.
Yeah. They're probably in their 20s by now.
Yeah. Easily. Easily. They're about to split up and go have solo careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful girls.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
they are lovely.
Beautiful young ladies.
Yeah. So, that's always fun. Now, in this movie, I finally know all of the members, and I can pick them out, like... You know.
Okay.
Before I would have been like, I don't know which one that is. Xander knew immediately. Like,
of course.
Oh, is that? Who is that? Oh, that's Winter.
Okay.
How about that one? No, that's Giselle, or,
mm-hmm.
or that. So it's Corinne, Giselle, Winter, and Ning Ning, I think her name is.
Okay. What's the band name again?
aespa.
aespa.
Yep.
With an A at the end.
Yes.
And a silent X somewhere in there.
Exactly. You're right. Since it's silent, I don't know if it's before or after the name. It could be anywhere.
Karina, Giselle, Winter, and Ning Ning.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on their Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
And all four of them have links to their own individual pages.
Sure.
Except for Giselle.
Well, Giselle is considered the sexy one, so maybe
they had to lock that down.
Yeah, maybe they had to kind of put a little bit of a control on that one.
Well, I gotta wonder because, I mean,
once again,
they all look lovely to me.
That's the
I
thing. Mean, how can you tell? They're all the sexy one, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So what are you
gonna
do?
Maybe it's attitude.
Yeah, I think that might be it. I think you could be right about that.
She's sexy spice.
Exactly.
I never really got into boy bands or pop bands.
Yeah, yeah. When you more. You like pop music, but...
I do like pop music, but I never like...
Solo artists more? Britney?
Yeah, probably.
Pink?
Yeah, yeah.
Lady?
Gaga!
Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga, exactly. So you can use one-word names for most of them, but not her.
Yeah.
I guess you could call her Gaga.
Gaga!
Yeah, Gaga! Madonna, Britney, yeah. Pink,
yeah.
Lady.
Lady.
That does not work. It doesn't work at all.
No, I mean, I think I was of an age when the boy band craze came out.
Yeah, yeah.
That I was just, like, I was a little too old for that, and it was just, I don't know, I mean.
I was at that age where it would be awkward to enjoy boy bands
yeah.
if you were a young man,
yeah.
you know, or whatever.
I mean, I would have been in my mid to late 20s.
Yeah, now that I'm older, I'll dip into that and like it.
Sure.
I like NSYNC. I don't really like the Backstreet Boys particularly. Some of the other boy bands that came later I like okay. I really like Justin Timberlake's solo stuff. So
some of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like all of his
Sharp Dressed Man, fantastic. That's not
Bring the Sexy Back.
Exactly. Yeah. Sharp Dressed Man.
Wasn't that a ZZ Top?
Yeah, it is. ZZ Top. He has a song about his...
The original boy band.
He has a song...
ZZ Top.
He has a song about suit and being, his suit and tie and stuff. So
oh, okay.
I'm making fun of that. But I like the song, so.
So what's the difference between, like, if we're looking at boy bands, what is the difference?
Are we looking at boy bands? I didn't know we were looking at boy bands.
If we're speaking of boy bands, why isn't, like, why aren't the Beatles considered a boy band? Why aren't the Beach Boys? Why aren't any of those older bands?
Well, the Beatles started as a punk band. Like, okay. They wore leather jackets and they sang in the clubs in Liverpool, the underground clubs.
Would that have been punk back in the early
60s? It was the precursor to punk, I think. Mm. Yes. So,
proto punk.
Yeah, and they were a little
mezzo punk.
Pseudo-punk.
Quasi-punk.
Ah, I love that. Dr. Evil himself.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, again.
I wonder how those movies hold up. Probably not great.
I don't know. I think boy band wasn't a concept at the time. I think the first, like, legitimate boy band you can talk
the
about.
Monkees?
The Monkees, yeah.
They were thrown together.
They were the most brought together. They were a manufactured band, right, yeah. To
take advantage of
the Beatles craze, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they were definitely a boy band. Hmm. But very different.
Yeah.
You know. And
we're the Backstreet Boys TV show.
And I'm glad you brought them up to bring us back to April.
Monkees. Maybe that's who
I knew you were bringing it back around.
Maybe that's who we should have done a deep dive on last Sunday for our
deep dive. Too late now.
Yeah, too late. We can't fix that.
There's no way. For those of you who don't know, we record this before the podcast proper. Just so you're in on the joke, too. They're like, why did they keep giggling at that? It's ridiculous.
All right, I got to look at Giselle from
Espa. You're trying to understand
I'm trying to figure out.
The sexy one.
Well, because, like, obviously, if you just put in Espa and it shows up pictures of all four of them together.
Right.
And I don't know who they are, so and because I don't have a link,
yeah,
I've got to look for Giselle specifically.
Yep.
I don't know. Lovely young lady.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. Doesn't seem like
she has a song called "Too Hot for You." Mm. That may be why she's been given the title of the sexy one.
Well, she just is it a remake of "I'm Too Sexy"?
I wish. No, it's a good song. They're contemporary pop, so they mix rap and pop beats and, you know, like sort of electronic sound stuff in there. So, it's once again, I like it, but it's very manufactured. I mean, there's no indication that this is like that they're writing their own songs and making their own music.
Now, are they getting taken advantage of? Like, I know a lot of bands, like some of the boy bands from America, got taken advantage of. They were thrown together. They didn't make money, and like. All of that.
In all honesty, I could not speak to that. In all honesty, there is certainly a high likelihood.
You know who could?
Huh?
Google.
Yeah. Well, Google's going to have an opinion. I don't know if it's the right one, but there's certainly a very high likelihood that the corporate music making structure in South Korea is getting most of the cash on this deal. But you know, on the other side of it, for them, they get to travel the world. You know, they get, you know, bought clothes and put up in nice hotels and various things. So it's an experience at least. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not sure that they're making money on it unless they become so big that they, you know, can potentially. I don't know if there's what the contract situation is like in Korea, but like in Blackpink, they have one breakout member named Lisa who is probably going to get her own solo career if she doesn't already.
Right.
Because she's that popular. Hmm. But, you know.
How much money do K-pop idols earn a year? That's from 2018.
Yeah.
That's, like, of course, that's way too old.
Did a big red big red sign show up? You are now on a list.
Yeah.
How dare you look into our business? We will be knocking on your door soon. Sign, the South Korean secret police.
Well, listen.
How secret could they be if they sign their warnings?
Yeah.
I should sign it. You know who. I really don't know who. Who could this be?
During... So there's a reporter, Lee Jin Legion Ho.
Legion.
Legion Ho.
Yeah.
He revealed that there are lots of different considerations taken when it comes to the fee idols are paid when they appear on shows.
Mm.
As expected, most of them base it on fame and popularity of the stars rather than the size. I don't know what you mean by size.
You know, I've always heard that size doesn't really count, so, yeah. You know, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
If they aren't a famous idol, they don't receive more than about $370 U.S. dollars. Only ultra-popular stars receive that amount. Normal idols only receive a fifth of that. Mnet's M Countdown pays half of that, about $37.
For them to show up at appearances? Show up on their, appearances. That's not like concerts and stuff. So to actually perform.
Yeah, I mean, listen, $37 ain't nothing.
Yeah,
I know. Pretty close to nothing.
That's right. No, no, that'll buy you a nice dinner for 1.5 people.
Right. You can go to a movie and have a chicken wings.
Yeah.
And a monster movie.
By yourself. That's right. All alone.
For $37.
You poor sap.
And that's before taxes.
Exactly.
I bet Giselle makes the most out of the four of them.
Yeah, if she's the sexy one.
Well.
I don't know.
I'm too sexy.
She's not my favorite.
Mm. Who's your favorite?
My favorite are the other three.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know that I necessarily have a favorite. I like Ning Ning. She's the tallest of them.
Okay.
But once again, they're all lovely women, so it's hard to be like, oh, I have a favorite from that perspective, you know?
All right.
I think I like Corinne the best because she's the oldest. So it's probably, she's the least creepy, which it probably means that she's 19 where the rest of them are 17 and 18.
Ning Ning is actually a Chinese singer. She is... Her real name is Ning Yi Zhao.
Mm. In the movie, they mention that they're all from different countries.
Oh, now so, I gotta look.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So.
You got me, Yu Ji Min, known as Katrina.
Karina.
Is Korean.
Is it Karina or Corinne?
It's Karina.
Karina. Yeah.
And Winter is Korean as well. Kim Ming Jong, and I don't know what Giselle is. Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
It's not linked.
I wasn't interested anyway, so, you know. But.
Nobody is.
We went to the movie.
Well, we were talking
about the movie. And Xander really enjoyed it. He wanted to bring his light stick, which is what they take to the actual concerts. And I said I didn't think it was a good idea because if no one else had it, it would be very distracting. There were several of them there, Not everybody, but 6 or 7 people had them. Mm. And during certain songs, they lit them up and swung around. And I felt bad that I had suggested to Xander that he not take his.
What would have been the problem with just taking it and not using it?
Well,
would he have felt the need to use it?
And that was pretty much the conversation. I said, yeah, well, you can bring it, but... You know,
if nobody else is using it, you may not.
Yeah. No, I said, that's what I said. I said, you can bring it, but if no one else has one and is using one, I don't want you to use it because you will be distracting people. Mm-hmm. And so he decided on his own, I guess it'd be better if I just left it at home. And I'm like, that's probably a good idea. You don't want to lose it or have something happen to it. So, but then there were a bunch of people there with it.
Yeah.
And by a bunch, I mean, the movie wasn't like sold out. It were like 30 people there. And about 6 of them had light sticks, I think, 6 or 7. I didn't really count because I didn't want to be staring at people. What the fuck is wrong with you people? You know, I didn't want to be like that.
Not out loud.
No, that's just what I was thinking in my head. Yeah,
It's one of those, I said, bitch.
They applauded after songs, and I turned around and said, "You realize they're not here, don't you?" I did not do that.
But I stewed on it.
I wanted so much to say that. I wanted to be that guy.
You are not there, friends. You are not there.
Yeah. You realize they're not actually in the theater, do you? Don't you? You people are maniacs.
I hope people don't let you drive.
Exactly. What are you, psychopaths?
No wonder our country's in such a mess. Applauding
at a movie screen. Get control of yourselves.
I bet you applaud when the plane lands too, don't you?
I actually love it when people get that into a movie.
I love getting into a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I told you, what was that racing movie? Gran Turismo.
Oh.
That movie, yeah, when the climax occurred, people whooped and applauded. I've not had that happen in a movie in a long time, and I felt the same way. I would not have whooped and applauded, but I felt like that would be an appropriate response because they did really build it up. And did you see the movie?
I did.
Okay.
On a plane.
Oh, well.
Yes.
No wonder.
I whooped and applauded.
On the plane. You're immediately taken down by the TSA and dragged out to the back of the plane where you were put in handcuffs and left for the rest of the flight.
What was the last
time? I've already written a better movie.
When was the last movie I whooped?
Oh, I know when the last time you whooped and applauded. When that stupid monkey in Raiders of the Lost Ark ended up dead from that poison date. You were like, yes!
No, I'm sure I've whooped and applauded since then. Probably during Monkey Man.
Yeah, Monkey Man, exactly. When he kicked the ass of the giant dude, you're like, yes!
Yeah.
Kick his ass, Monkey Man. Monkey Man. Yeah. Monkey Man.
I was going to make a joke, like, during Sideways or something.
Exactly.
Pick a sad movie.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw What's-His-Name banging Sandra Oh, I was like, yes!
You got it! Thomas Hayden Church?
Yeah, Thomas Hayden Church. That's who it was, yeah.
See, I told you, I know things. This is
you do this. You do know some things. Yeah, it's like a memory tonic. Yeah.
I won't remember it in the morning. Yeah. But
get it, Sandman.
Actually, this is pre-Sandman.
That's right. He wasn't Sandman yet, so that's an inappropriate thing to say.
Unless you're in some sort of a time loop.
I'm okay with the sexual innuendo, but get your Sandman facts straight.
This is nerd stuff.
So you're gonna get canceled.
Yeah, all the nerds are gonna come and cancel.
Yeah, yeah. How
can
dare you
imagine? How dare
you? How could you not have your Sandman chronology correct? Persnickety is what we do.
Yes. We should have called this podcast Persnickety is what we do.
Well, it's not too late to change the name.
It's never too late.
It could just be our tagline.
Yes.
It'd be Nerds of a Certain Vintage, and underneath of it, persnickety is what we do.
Yeah, we need to update the photo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That needs to be updated anyways.
All of it.
My hair is no longer the way it looks in that.
Well, it never is.
My wife is not happy about my hair.
Well, she's afraid you're going to go long and man-bun it again, isn't she?
I never man-bunned it.
No? No. You never put it in a ponytail?
Is it man's bun?
It is not. did you ever put it in a ponytail, which is man bun?
Of course,
man bun adjacent.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I did
very man bun adjacent.
I did like the Jon Snow one where you pull it back from the side.
No, that's straight man bun.
No, that's not man bun. You have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing samurai man bun.
When you had your longer hair, what was your routine? Any
Yeah, yeah, I put it in I had the mullet and it was the rat tail kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't cut it into a rat tail. Like rat tails were where you cut it so you just had that strip of hair, right? And then they frequently braided it or some shit. No, yeah. My hair isn't the type. It's a softer sort of hair, so it does not really grow out to great length.
It's too late.
Yeah. But it doesn't. It stops. Like, the longest I had it was in my wedding. I'll show you my wedding photos.
I've seen them.
Yeah, that's the longest that it would grow. Beyond that point, it just wouldn't really get any longer.
Well, I've heard that there's natural lengths that people have to their hair.
And mine is the type that is, like, it'll get down to my shoulders and that's it. Stops.
I'm gonna test my natural length.
I'm sure your wife is very excited.
Yes.
About this new face hammer.
Ass length.
There you go. Yeah, on that note, when we left the Espa movie, there was a guy outside with the most absurdly magnificent beard I have ever seen. I mean, he looked... His hair was cut moderately short, but his beard was down to his chest. I mean, it was down to the lower part of his chest.
Top.
Literally, yes. And it was thick and
luscious
and black.
And
yeah, and I was just like, that looks ridiculous. Wow. I said, I'm really very impressed. I didn't say anything to him, but I'm thinking, that's incredibly impressive and ridiculous. Why would anybody do that?
Yeah. So, I bet he does not work around machinery.
I would certainly hope not.
He keeps a pair of shears
fact,
next to him.
I think you are exactly right because he has way too much face if that were the case.
The machinery.
There would not be nearly as much face there if that was what was going on.
Or hair. That machinery owns your face.
Exactly. Your face belongs to that machinery, man.
All right, anything else we want to talk about? We haven't even talked about tools, but I think we should probably not. We don't always have to
talk
about tools.
Well, the diet actually started working. I finally figured
you're
it out.
Down to 180?
No. I
181.
I realized.
Come on, you got
to. Well, 179.
All right.
Yeah,
179.
I started to spread out my protein intake.
Okay.
So I don't eat a big meal with a lot of protein, but every 3 hours I eat about
some jerky.
Well, hamburger meat usually, but about 3 ounces of hamburger meat and some cheese or whatever, and.
You cook it up, of course.
Of course it's cooked up. Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that what you're supposed to do now? I'm glad somebody finally told me that.
You don't have to.
Is that why my stomach feels so weird?
Beef tartare is a thing.
It is. It is, exactly. So, yeah, 4 to 5 meals a day.
If you want mad cow disease.
Well, and this Thursday when I weighed myself, I was 180. So I'd lost the 1 pound. And then when I weighed myself this morning, 179.
You mean on Saturday? Last Saturday when you weighed yourself.
Yes, last Saturday when I weighed myself, yes. Thanks for pointing that out. I'm confused again. Man, this Mendes...
This Iraq.
Man, yeah, man, that hit me hard.
They bring it?
It's like time warping me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this week is the telling week. I'm going to be solid on this diet after I'm done drinking tonight, and... we'll see what happens.
It's 34.2% alcohol by volume.
My God.
Which is not bad. I mean, that's not horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's only like 70 proof. That's not horrible.
No, it's not. Yeah. Entirely tolerable. We could drink that whole bottle.
Oh, can we? I'd have to go back to Sri Lanka to get another
one. I'm not saying we should, but we could do it.
Mm. But should we? Should we?
But could we? No.
Yes, we could.
We couldn't. You know why we couldn't? Because we're way too smart for that.
Yes,
we have so different. Much face.
Yeah, only because I can't grow a beard. All right, anyway, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Patrick.
And I have been DePatrick.
Dandy. I have been Dandy.
DeAndy. DeAndy.
No. I like Dandy.
It works. It does.